A reading from the Gospel of Mark. On another occasion, Jesus began to teach by the sea. A very large crowd gathered around him, so that he got into a boat on the sea and sat down. And the whole crowd was beside the sea on land. And Jesus taught them at length in parables. And in the course of his instruction, he said to them, "Hear this. A sower went out to sow. And as he sowed, some seed fell on the path, and the birds came and ate it up. Other seed fell on rocky ground, where it had little soil. It sprang up at once because the soil was not deep. And when the sun rose, it was scorched, and it withered for lack of roots. Some seed fell among thorns, and the thorns grew up and choked it, and it produced no grain. And some seed fell on rich soil and produced fruit. It came up and grew and yielded 30, 60, and 100-fold. And Jesus added, "Whoever has ears to hear ought to hear." When Jesus was alone, those present along with the 12 questioned him about the parables. He answered them, "The mystery of the kingdom of God has been granted to you. But to those outside, everything comes in parables so that they may look and see but not perceive, and hear and listen but not understand, in order that they may not be converted and be forgiven." And Jesus said to them, "Do you not understand this parable? Then how will you understand any of the parables? The sower sows the word. These are the ones on the path where the word is sown. As soon as they hear, Satan comes at once and takes away the word sown in them. And these are the ones sown on rocky ground, who, when they hear the word, receive it at once with joy. But they have no roots. They last only for a time. Then, when tribulation or persecution comes because of the word, they quickly fall away. Those sown among thorns are another sort. They are the people who hear the word, but worldly anxiety, the lure of riches, and the cravings for other things intrude and choke the word, and it bears no fruit. But those sown on rich soil are the ones who hear the word and accept it, and bear fruit 30, 60, and 100-fold. The Gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ. Imagine yourself standing with the very large crowd gathered around Jesus. Feel the people pressing in on every side, trying to get closer to touch him. You watch Jesus get into a boat to escape the frenzy of the crowd and to position himself so that everyone might have the opportunity to hear. Jesus the sower begins to sow. Hear this. Listen to what I have to say. There are those among you who do not have the inclination, nor will you commit the time to take my teachings to heart. What I say will be snatched up and carried away in an instant. There are those among you who hear my word, and at first you will receive it with great joy. However, you will not work to seek deeper understanding in order to realize its truth in your life. so that you will not be able to withstand the challenges and the trials to come. There are those among you who will hear my teaching with great possibility and potential, but you will not sustain the practice and discipline of taking in and integrating my word into the fiber of your life, into your daily realities, so that the daily enticements, the cravings, demands of this world will choke off what you initially received. And there are those among you who hear my word, accept it, and take it to heart, who will seek deeper understanding and put what they hear into practice so that the word grows strong and powerful and you become full of truth. I say to you, whoever has ears ought to hear. In the wake of Jesus' teaching, there are questions we are challenged to ask. What did you hear? Am I the path, not really attentive or inclined to take the time to consider Jesus' word? Am I the rocky ground, at first eager and excited about what I hear, but not really committed to work to a deeper understanding, to know that word more fully in my life? Am I the good soil in which the thorns compete with the word? There's great possibility, but I do not integrate and consume the word so that it filters into the totality of my spiritual, physical, social, and mental life. Or am I the rich soil, reflecting and bearing fruit in the word sown in my heart? The truth is that most of us likely have been any and all of these various soils at one time or another in our lives. We change, we grow, and we try again. We recognize from this parable that the spiritual journey is an arduous journey. It is a movement, it's a process from understanding to action, in which both our mind and our will and our hearts must be engaged. The initial hearing, as Jesus intended, is the first step in a process of seeking deeper understanding that moves us to action so that our lives so integrate Jesus' teachings that we, in fact, mirror Jesus, who is both sower and the seed that is sown. Whoever has ears ought to hear. Amen.